Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is the third hour of our get-together. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:06 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And one of your top stories, tsunami warnings were in effect. Now advisories and things seem to have settled down. This was all based on a huge earthquake right off the eastern Russian coast there, 8.8. And so that was a big one. They were concerned about tsunamis, but it looks like that threat is pretty much over now. We'll continue to follow that. But joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning. How you doing, Kat?
Good morning, fellas. Holy bucket, it is hot in Florida.
Oh, yeah, yes, it is. Man, it's melt your face off weather, but hopefully we're getting at least a little bit of relief coming our way. So that's a good thing. And I know you've been busy as usual, and you brought back up the COP Act, which once you explain what it is, people go, I thought that would already be a done deal. Tell us about the COP Act.
Well, as we all know, common sense is not common, especially in Washington, D.C. And, you know, last year we saw where there were police departments around the country, particularly in blue states like California or Oregon or Washington State, that were hiring people in the department that were illegals. And we all just kind of look at each other and say, how can that possibly be? How can an illegal, someone who has broken the law to come into this country, then turn around and be responsible for protecting, serving, upholding the Constitution, and effectively having arrest powers over law-abiding citizens, right? And then, of course, we saw recently this week in Maine a gentleman who is here illegally from Jamaica, is employed and is a sworn officer with a department in Maine. And so the COP Act is very simple. You cannot receive federal funding for your department if you employ illegals. And people say, well, maybe that's not far enough. That, unfortunately, really is the extent of what we can do at the federal level because you have so many state regulations. But it's a good start because there are so many departments, virtually every department, that has some element of federal funding tied to them. So this is really a shot across the bow that we're not going to tolerate this. And this is a bill that will get signed by the president because it is common sense.
It would be interesting if, you know, you're pulled over by a law enforcement officer that, you know is illegal and got hired anyway. And
right.
And he says, you know, you're speeding. And you'd say, mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand the traffic laws, but just like you, I chose to not obey this one. You're not going to penalize me, are you? Because you didn't get penalized. In fact, you're a police officer.
Exactly. I mean, and that actually, when we were writing the bill, that had come up multiple times with legal counsel. And the question was, do we want to open up that box? People had asked me, you know, do you want to open up that box? Because cases could get thrown out. I said, absolutely. No American citizen should ever be detained by an illegal They can't effectively take the oath to the United States Constitution as an illegal in this country. And so it's just, again, it's common sense. And I think this is going to be brought up in September when we get back for session. And again, just common sense. I mean, people are fed up. They have had an absolute enough with the nonsense of illegals being, you know, allowed to use taxpayer-funded services for health care, for food stamps. Now we're seeing where they're being given a gun and a badge. And, I mean, this is just absurd. So I am very confident we'll get this across the finish line, and it's a win for common sense as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but don't expect any help from Democrats, because they look like they, I mean, in every action that I see everywhere, they actually put illegals ahead of American citizens. I mean, you've got this, you know, Senator Van Hoser. I mean, you've got him doing a sit-in. And really, I mean, they're bending over backwards for illegals, and they care nothing about the safety of actual American citizens.
Well, and I think that's why the left, and I call them the regressive left, because there is nothing truly progressive about the people who subscribe to that ideology of basically communism and socialism. They are so mad about the one big beautiful bill. You know, I can't tell you how many people have reached out saying, oh, you guys are cutting health insurance. You're taking Medicaid away from people in the program. No, we're taking illegals off of the program. Meanwhile, 21 attorneys general from blue states around the country are suing the Trump administration to keep illegals on the rolls for Medicaid and for SNAP. You got American citizens who truly need the services on wait lists, but this just goes to speak to the mindset and the psyche of the radical left. They would rather prioritize illegals in this country over law-abiding citizens, because if you're helping a law-abiding citizen, it doesn't fit their narrative. And so we really have just gone absolutely crazy in the country when you have 21 AGs suing the president for taking people off of programs and shoring them up, making them more available for people who need them, who are in the country legally, who pay taxes, and making them available for illegals.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're protecting the programs by taking people that aren't entitled to them off of them. Let's move on to federal dollars and the Alachua County School Board, and a comment made by a school board member, Ms. Rockwell, recently. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that? What's going to happen?
I find her comments to be absolutely abhorrent. I mean, and it hits particularly close to home. As you guys know, it's been well documented. I had 53 death threats in the last month and a half. Many are still being investigated with federal and state charges pending against individuals who have made those threats. It is absolutely unacceptable. And everyone, I don't care what political affiliation you have, it should be unacceptable, Republican, Democrat, Independent, to call for violence. And for her to say that one less MAGA, you know, is a good MAGA, you know, dead MAGA, I mean, what a slap in the face. Truly, really disgusting and perverse that she would wish 40% of the electorate that she represents in Alachua County to be dead, certainly opened the door for a lot of criticism. And I believe sunlight is the best disinfectant. And so we've been taking a look at their federal funding and making sure that everything is copacetic. But as we predicted, when somebody has that, they basically lack that emotional intellect and self-awareness. We tend to find that there's a lot more there, and we certainly have found that.
Yeah, my take on it was that if she puts that out on social media, what's she really thinking? In other words, that's her cleansed version of it, or whatever you could say. It is always a pleasure, and unfortunately these things always go too short when we're talking to you, but we look forward to chatting it up with you again, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Go Gators.
All right. Stay cool. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up, special anniversary a local anniversary that has some far-reaching effects, and all of it's very, very good. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 8:19 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Who'd have thought it? Over 4 years ago, Freddie Wiebe was in the studio talking about this concept in this great restaurant, and some complications came up, but eventually we got it. And I'm talking about Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. And here we are on the fourth anniversary. Freddie, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I mean, what a vision, what an idea, what a concept. Not only did you pull it off, but I got to tell you, you brought with it the quality just like you promised. It's a great place.
We're honored to have built something needed in Gainesville, something that was missing, a restaurant that provides great food with great people and a good vibe.
An iconic personality and a heck of a ball coach, Steve Spurrier. What I mean, you couldn't team up with somebody better than that.
I mean, he's a winner, and we have an obligation to keep him going and keep the legacy for Coach. He's there all the time. It's so great to see him, so excited to come in and mingle around and say hello to his fans and his guests at the restaurant, and it's been great.
And his lovely wife, Jerry, send my regards to her. Last time I spoke to her, she overheard me talking about retirement. She goes, Bob Rose, you better not retire. And I just took that as a huge compliment coming from her. So I appreciate that, and I look forward to more good times, as many people do. So you've got a huge celebration, the fourth anniversary. This doesn't happen all the time, clearly. And let me bring in Stevie Doyle. She represents Ronald McDonald House, which we're also a media sponsor with. So we really appreciate it. Stevie, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I am great. Thanks for having me.
So what's the tie-in, Ronald McDonald House and the fourth anniversary for the Gridiron Grill, Steve Spurrier's place?
Absolutely. So they are giving the proceeds that night to us. They make huge donations, and it is so impactful on our house. This partnership has been so fun and so incredible, and we are so grateful for their support.
Well, when is the event, Freddie?
The event's August 11th, from 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. It is a Monday, and we typically are not open on Monday, but we're opening this special Monday for this great great night and a great night of charity and giving back to the community and really celebrating with our raving fans. We're almost sold out. There's a few tables left, so go on Spurriers.com and make your reservation today and come celebrate. Coach will be there. A lot of former Gators will be there. Lots of guests and supporters of the Ronald McDonald House will be there. We're honored to help such a great charity. What they do is absolutely amazing, and this is our way of saying thank you and giving back to someone that does it right, that helps the community, people that need help going to UF Health, that need housing, that need food. And all you have to do is go to the Ronald McDonald House and visit or you know, donate your time to provide food for the guests in there and see the impact they do in this little Gainesville.
Yeah, they do wonderful work, and that's why we're proud to be partners as well. And Freddie, I understand everybody who attends the anniversary event will be gifted a Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, these insulated metal cups, which I can tell you, this one is very high quality, very well done. It's obviously in, it's got not real alligator skin on it, but it looks very much like it, and it's done in the orange and blue. So whoever designed this, kudos, and then the fact that you're going to be able to give everyone one of these if they attend the event is pretty nice.
If you love the orange and blue, you're going to have a great gift, and it's orange and blue.
Well, it's got Steve Spurrier's name on it, and he's an iconic coach, so even people who aren't Gator fans still respect what he has brought to the game. So, you know, he's bigger than just the Gators, I have to say, and as far as a local icon and all that, I mean, so this is a collectible for anybody who's a college football fan or maybe somebody who just really likes great food. Either way, we got you covered, right?
That's
now,
correct.
Now, I understand there's going to be some, maybe some kinds of games, prizes, drawings. Can you get into that a little bit?
Absolutely. We have so many fun things that you can win when you're there that evening. One of them is the Heisman Ball signed by all of our incredible Heisman winners, which is incredible. I hope I win that one. We are having baseball tickets, basketball tickets, football tickets, all with the signed ball of the according coach with them. So that'll be really fun. We have so many incredible giveaways and things that you can win that night. You really won't want to miss those.
Well, I you know, these kinds of events, sometimes there's people there that you didn't know were going to be there, and you get a chance to maybe shake hands and schmooze with some people. Now, I'm not saying you have to give up any names, but is there anyone that you want to mention?
There's going to be tons of former Gators there. They'll be visiting. I know Coach Spurrier and his family will be there, Shane Matthews, Danny Werfel. There's a few other surprises, some former coaches as well. This is a celebration. This is not just a fundraiser. It is truly a fundraiser, but it's also a celebration of what Coach Spurrier means to Gainesville and to the Gator community and to our town. And we're going to celebrate with a great charity in Ronald McDonald's house, and also the big prizes. We're going to have a amazing elevated buffet of your favorites.
Wow.
At Spurrier's, and prime rib station, the carving station, our top sellers, our shrimp and grits, our seafood, our short rib risotto, and on and on. And of course, you can end it with an amazing desserts, including Jerry's chocolate chip cookies.
Man, oh man, that's what a great event. This is August the 11th from 4 to 9, and you want to get in touch right away and make sure you reserve your table, your spot, because they are going quick, as we would expect. And Stevie, tell me about what this kind of this injection of money means to the Ronald McDonald House and trying to keep this great thing that you folks have going.
Absolutely. It gives us a huge impact on our families, allows us to keep our doors open, our lights on. It's hot right now. The AC bill's really high. So it gives us the ability to continue serving families in the best way possible. We have 50 families at our house right now. We are at capacity almost every day, and it just is a huge impact. The legacy Spurrier's donation has made on the nonprofit community has been huge, and we're so grateful to be a part of it.
Well, and you've recently undergone an expansion, and it seemed like as soon as you open the doors to the expansion, it seems like you've pretty much been full the entire time with a waiting list.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have 21 people on our waiting list right now. It is huge, and we need to continue growing. So it's
now the work that is done there at the Ronald McDonald House is extremely important. It's impressive, and anybody with ties to it, look, if you haven't had a chance, like Freddie said, but go by and check it out if you want for yourself, and either donate time or money, and that'll go a long way into helping families who are found in some of the worst kind of conditions they're ever going to be in, worried about a very sick child. And Shans takes them in from all over the place. Like, you know, if you have something minor, you're probably not going to be there. It's serious business. So, but we're looking forward to a celebration, 4th anniversary. Freddie, and you don't look any older.
Thank you. trying to be like you.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully better than me.
Never mind.
But Stevie Doyle from Ronald McDonald House, thank you. Freddie Wiebe representing Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, the big event, August the 11th, Monday, 4 to 9 p.m. It is going to be huge, and it's going to be great, and we wish you further success.
Thank you. And again, for a lot more details are www.spurriers.com.
There you go. Get your tickets now before they're gone. It is 8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about. The top story is the tsunami fear and warning that was out earlier, but things have definitely settled down. We'll talk about that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It was nice catching up with Freddie Wiebe representing Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. And, of course, we had Stevie Doyle in here from Ronald McDonald House, which we're the official radio sponsor for those folks. They're teaming up doing a fourth anniversary party. And you want more information, SpurriersGridironGrill.com. It's a big charity event, and it's a big celebration of the fourth anniversary. And, yeah, there'll be a bunch of former Gators there. It's just going to be an awesome event. And if you didn't hear about it, well, you remember, you never have to miss a minute of the show. You got the Bob Rose podcast, and they're free on Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, just hit subscribe.
Does it seem, I mean, I guess, yeah, because we had, I guess, COVID in there kind of
Yes. Threw
a glitch in things. Yep. Otherwise, but it when you realize how long ago that was that the coach and Freddie were in the studio, and we're like, man, what a great idea, this whole restaurant thing and where it was going to be, and... Wow, here we are. It's been open 4 years now. It's just
and they've been killing it, man.
Oh, it's an awesome place, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you are, even if you're just a semi fan, just going, you know, and looking at the trophies, the memorabilia, coach's personal stuff, you know, I mean, all the things that are there. It's really a cool event.
Well, I got to tell you, the food and the services, you know, even if you don't care about the other stuff,
yes.
Their staff.
True.
I mean, they're very well trained.
Oh, yeah.
However, whatever system they have in place, I mean, I've never had a bad meal.
Yep.
Nobody I've ever been with has complained about it, mm-hmm. and the service was always impeccable. So
Freddie runs a tight ship.
Yeah,
he does.
Well, so is the head ball coach,
too. There's that, too.
Right?
There's that, too.
He can't catch you if you're slacking. He knows what slacking looks like.
Probably so.
Yep. This, of a more serious nature, obviously, had an 8.8 magnitude earthquake. This is reports of damage and minor injuries are emerging out of Russia following this huge earthquake and tsunami and the warning of all that as well. And regional health department director for in this area for Russia said that a few people hurt themselves while rushing to leave buildings, and hospital patients, some received injuries. One even apparently jumped out of a window.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were trying, well, they thought, you know, they need to get away from it.
I guess so.
And all the injured people, though, are now in satisfactory condition, according to them. They declared a state of emergency and earlier reported that several tsunami waves flooded the fishing port nearby. And but it looks like all things considered, pretty much unscathed for the most part.
It could have been so much worse.
Yeah, and National Weather Service in Eureka, California, tsunami activity continued to build, but that was earlier this morning as they approached the 4 a.m. minor high ridge. Hmm. So they really didn't see things. They saw things, I believe it's a 4-5 foot maximum in this stuff, and things certainly have settled down since then. So
that's good.
You know, it was something to be, you know, can you imagine something that you're going to have to worry about the California coast and possibility of tsunamis, and then Hawaii.
Yeah.
And that was downgraded a few hours ago to advisory. But I got to tell you,
well, they got like 5.5 feet, I think, ever since there in Hawaii.
So, yeah. Since that one hit in, what was it, Malaysia?
Oh.
That did so much damage and took so many lives. Mm-mm. I mean, that was probably the best like public service announcement, if you could find a silver lining for tsunamis, yes, because that was just incredible what occurred there.
If you've never experienced one, you hear about it, you see them in movies, you don't know what it is. But when you're looking at that clip that you're talking about, and you realize, wow, that is real life. That's how scary and how big it can be. That'll leave an impression.
Yep. Another video left an impression. This was a brawl that broke out in Cincinnati, and not a pretty picture.
Mm-mm.
Human beings sometimes don't behave well.
And this is a good example
pretty
of
good
that.
Example of that.
Yeah.
And so they have a couple of people associated with it that they have arrested. Not saying much about the charges right now, but you've got a 34-year-old Montanez Merriweather, 24-year-old Decra Vernon were arrested in connection with the fight. But like I said, they're not really talking about specific charges. But we know that Merriweather was indicted as recently as July the 10th for receiving stolen property,
oh my goodness,
weapons under a disability, improper transportation of firearms, and other charges. So
stupid people do stupid things.
Yeah, that
and
is.
And they don't catch on, you know?
Well,
how many times do you do a story of someone who committed a crime and we realize they got out of prison or jail 24 or 48 hours earlier and they're getting arrested again? Happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of them are like awaiting to go to their court date,
right,
and they get in trouble during that interim period. They always said, you know, a small percentage of the people commit the vast majority of crime. And
there's your example.
There's your case in point right there.
Ugh.
And, you know, thank goodness there are some people, law enforcement, working on cases like that and catching the bad guys. But it is interesting that there's some running for office that are not pro-law enforcement. And you know who I'm going to talk about, that socialist New York City mayoral candidate, Zoran Mamdani. And he really, this is interesting, and I'm glad he said something stupid so that once again we can point out that this guy is not going to be good for the city of New York. I hope the people there, I hope they understand that. And, you know, not like I need to root for that city, so to speak, but it's an American city, and they can do so much better. I was able to visit there a couple of times, and that was after Giuliani, you know, really cleaned it up, and it was a wonderful experience.
I was there probably 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Felt safe. We were in the subway. We were walking around Times Square. Never felt any indication of a problem at all. It was great.
So Mamdani, you know, pretends like he's all happy that the first responders did such a great job responding to that shooting. But this is the same guy that, and because we live in the modern era, things that he has posted through the years, basically, I just say anti-law enforcement, defund, big thing for defund the NYPD. He promoted it on X. And, yeah, so they're able to dig some of these things up and say, you know, you're a liar and everybody knows it. You're pretending like, oh, thanks to the first responders. And my understanding is the exact unit that responds to this kind of thing, the one that would be eliminated under his new plans. They'd be eliminated. They wouldn't even be there.
But he's acting like, oh, great, they showed up. Hey, thanks for your hard work. But
yeah.
I'm going to can you if I get the chance.
All right. You have good news if you are one of those people who doesn't like a lot of regulations. And I mean, during the Biden administration, they pushed and promoted a lot of things. And the problem is how costly that is to businesses. And then who do you think picks up the tab? I mean, the business can't absorb it. They wouldn't be profitable. So they pass it along to us, the consumers. So every time the government comes up with another regulation, makes business jump through more hoops, it ends up costing you and I, the consumer, in the end. And we've got an EPA chief, Lee Zeldin, who's doing a great job. And he's rescinding what he terms the holy grail of the climate change religion. And what he's referring to is $1 trillion worth of regulations. That's what it's estimated that these regulations cost businesses. And many of these were put into effect during the Biden-Harris administration. And that big push for the electric vehicle mandate. Mm-hmm. Look, you promote something, but when you do it forcefully and mandate, when you use the word mandate, Americans don't like that. I can tell you that right now.
No.
We like choice. We like freedom. And when you say, you know, you're not going to make anything other than electric cars, you're not going to be able to buy anything other than electric cars, and you're going to do it by this date, what do you think happened? All the automobile companies were like thrown for a loop.
Well, and Ford, as I mentioned, lost billions of dollars on what they have done already. Lost billions.
Zeldin explained in a Breitbart Fight Club roundtable and the endangerment finding. This was the endangerment finding is the kind of the rule, if you will, that the EPA used to justify this $1 trillion in regulations. And he said it never made a straight line conclusion. The carbon dioxide from motor vehicle engines caused endangerment. He described this finding as the holy grail of the climate change religion. And in a written statement he put out, with this proposal, the Trump EPA is proposing to end 16 years of uncertainty for automakers and American consumers. In our work so far, many stakeholders have told me that the Obama and Biden EPAs twisted the law. No.
What? Come on.
Ignored precedent. And warped science to achieve their preferred ends and stick American families with hundreds of billions of dollars in hidden taxes every single year. We heard loud and clear the concern that EPA's GHG emission standards themselves, not carbon dioxide, which is the finding never assessed independently, was the real threat to Americans' livelihoods. If finalized, rescinding the endangerment finding and resulting regulations would end, like I said, $1 trillion or more of hidden taxes on American businesses and families. So this is absolutely great news. And if you've noticed, I haven't heard, at least, a lot of pushback on the whole climate thing. Have you? Trump took office, and it seems like at least many Americans kind of came to their senses about we were being sold something that wasn't necessarily all that they said it was. And I'm being kind, of course, because that's my nature.
And you want to keep your job and FCC rules and regulations. And
yeah, there's that, too.
That part,
might
too,
be a part of it.
A little bit, yeah.
It's 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on Odyssey, iHeart, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, hey, play 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And Andrew Pollack writes, and Andrew Pollack can write about this, the New York City shooting and things that we can do better and improve on, because Andrew Pollack is the same Andrew Pollack who lost his daughter, Meadow, during the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 2018. So, yeah, he knows about violence and shooting, unfortunately, in a way too close to home way. And he talks about what could be done to maybe help prevent some of these tragedies, and then also to render aid immediately when people are, well, think about it. You've got a 50-story building you're trying to clear, and you're not sure if the shooter's still active, on what floor they're at, where the threat lies, and the people who have been injured. What floor? What floors? What kinds of injuries? Think about it, 50-story building. Wow. It'd be like going into a small town and not knowing where to start.
Right.
What are you going to drive up and down every street? That's literally what it would be like. So he said, in the aftermath of yet another horrific act of violence, this time at the New York City office building on July 28th, we're reminded of the fact that seconds save lives and silence costs lives. People inside that office building in Manhattan had little or no warning. They also did not receive directions and had no way of knowing if they should shelter in place or evacuate. First responders arrived quickly and heroically, but they faced similar obstacles. Where were the victims? Where was the attacker? Was the attacker still a threat? Takes time to clear a building with 50 stories, and those delays caused delays to render emergency medical care, too. And he says technology is available now that allows people to alert first responders immediately and easily with the press of just one button. Along with the alert, responders can receive detailed information about the exact location of the incident, where victims are located, and even monitor active threats in real time through streaming video. So this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't we engage this kind of technology? In a crisis, automated alerts via screens, PA systems, and wearable or wall-mounted panic buttons turn confusion into clarity. From hospitals to malls, commercial buildings to hotels, this communication technology must become the standard, not a luxury. Mass shootings have occurred in office buildings, schools, malls, supermarkets, movie theaters, and places of worship, places where people gather to work, shop, relax, or pray. The attack in Lafayette, Louisiana, movie theater, 2007 Trolley Square shooting, Salt Lake City, tragic massacre at the Aurora, Colorado cinema, all reflect the same chilling reality. These locations were soft targets. Whether at a Walmart, an office high-rise, or inside a mall, the pattern is clear. These spaces often lack comprehensive security plans and instead rely on basic or outdated alarms and generic alert systems. They're not equipped to deliver precise, rapid information during an emergency. Patrons in these situations do not receive potentially life-saving warnings or directions. What the New York City office building and these vulnerable settings have in common is their absence of modern, adaptive security infrastructure. These venues and buildings rarely have a way to instantly notify building occupants with actionable information or a system for first responders to give or get live updates. Yeah, so he says, and he goes into the fact that he lost his daughter in Parkland. And he said, violence is too common in our society and happening all around us. It's in our schools, office buildings, stores, malls, and communities. We need to do all we can. We can't stop every threat, but we can strip away the confusion that allows violence to escalate and delays rescue. First responders need access to life-saving technology to act faster, more precisely, in the public. Whether workers, students, customers, or hotel guests need easy ways to receive emergency information and call for help. Let's stop treating safety as an afterthought. Let's prioritize life. I just thought that was
that's awesome.
Very well done, very well thought out. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, what price would be too high to pay to have this kind of technology implemented?
Well, they started in a much more basic manner, obviously, because it's been so long. But after the whole 9/11 incident, that's when they realized how many of their departments were not even on the same frequencies. Different agencies could not speak to each other in one of the worst, you know, disasters we've ever had. And that is why you see, for instance, all the TV channels moved and we get all the signals we have in different places now. They were reshuffling frequencies so that they could do that. We're in a whole new world now, in this whole digital world. It really is time to kind of up the ante a little bit on getting some of this tech put to use like that.
And let's take some things that we do know. Almost everybody now has a phone with them almost all the time.
Yes.
So, yes, let's utilize technology that allows people to be alerted. You can geofence these areas off.
Sure.
We know they do it for advertising purposes.
Yep.
You could do it for safety purposes and alerts as well, and that let somebody know. You could do it via the Wi-Fi. You know how you sign on to the Wi-Fi. And if you're a worker there, you would have your phone automatically set. Right. Like when we walk in the building, we have our Wi-Fi. They could do the same thing, and they could utilize that. And people, if they allow input, you could get precise, detailed information.
Oh, touch the button. It links you to 911. You're showing live video of what you're seeing right now and locating where it's at. I mean, the technology is there.
Yeah. They just have to put the pieces together and make it, you know, get it done in a comprehensive way and easeable, teachable, you know, so that everybody's kind of on board on this kind of thing. And that also goes along with the other things that we've talked about before, you know, being a sheepdog versus sheep. Sheepdogs, you know, are out to protect and looking out for their neighbors and stuff like that. And so in Florida, we, you know, thankfully, we don't see as much of it that you do in a lot of other places. But you can see in New York City where you have so many people packed into, you know, small amount of square miles.
And you don't have a way to protect yourself or others.
Because they're so strict and tough. And you've, I mean, that illustrates more than anything the... You know, this whole gun control mentality is not only is it ineffective, you're actually losing lives as a result of it. You know, the bad guys never seem to have a problem getting their way with taking their guns wherever they want. But law-abiding citizens, that's who we should always be looking out for. First and foremost. I know. Sounds like common sense, almost. Special guest, CEO, General Manager, GRU, Ed Belarski, will grace us with his presence. We'll put him on the hot seat next on 97.3 The Sky.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.